Well, mobile food vendors. I'm definitely someone who enjoys this type of eating. You see it all the time in the festivals. They actually, you know, when you see the food vendor trucks and the mobile vendors out on the go, it adds an extra layer of local flair to all the different festivals and gatherings that would typically happen in the summer months. This year, all bets are off, though, when it comes to mobile food vendors being able to capitalize on those crowded outdoor venues. I met up with Brad Gover yesterday to have a chat about it. He is communications for the Mobile Vendors Association of Newfoundland and Labrador, but he's also co-owner of Saucy Mouth Food Truck with Allison House.
I think it's very unique to each individual company. I think some trucks and trailers have fared fairly well. I know, for example, like Johnny and May's had like a drive-through set up, and they did really well with that. And then other companies such as ours, we just got started about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's been good. It's been steady, so it's not dropping off or anything like that. So we're fairly happy with it. And then I know of other companies that have decided not to open at all, and they just said, you know what, we're just going to wait until next summer.
And with Saucy Mouth, what are you guys up to lately?
Well, we're still inside Lamwash Brewery. It's still our main location. And then we have a second truck that we do events with around the Avalon Peninsula. And we have like a regular gig out in Bay Roberts on Saturdays. And we're hoping to have something for Sundays down by the pedestrian mall on George Street. And Wednesday, the Hump Day Market at the St. John's Farmers Market on Wednesday nights.
And I know people love to check out all the different food vendors at the Regatta and Folk Festival. Are you guys doing okay, you know, in lieu of those things?
It's funny that those big events in the summer are a lot of people's sort of anchor. Like, it's something that you can count on a lot of revenue. Like, I know that for the Regatta last year was our first year, but talking to other vendors, it's like you can make, it is a very big pot of money because there's tens of thousands of people that just have money in their pockets and they want to spend it. So those events definitely are, not having those is a big hit to mobile vendors, as I'm sure it is to lots of other businesses. So not having those big events is a big hit, but you try and scale up in relation to the events that you're doing. So we've been happy to have the few events that we do every week. And like I said, it's been successful, but it is a shame not to have those larger events, but there's not much you can do about it with the pandemic and everything.
Do you sort of show up at parking lots, or how are you getting through it?
We at Saucy Mouth have always believed in partnerships with other local companies. So for example, in Bay Roberts on Saturdays, we partner with the Bacaloo Trail Brewing Company, and they've been excellent. So people can order from us, and then they can get, for the first 3 weeks they had curbside pickup. Now their tap room is open and then you can go inside and stuff. So we find that partnerships really work together, and you know, it's like the old Newfoundland saying, high tide raises all ships.
And when the city met to cut the ribbon on the pedestrian mall, I did ask Mayor Danny Breen what the policy was on food trucks for Water Street. He kind of skated around it a little bit. He said that if you had a permit for Water Street, you'd still be allowed in there. What's the word for other food trucks or vendors that may not have gotten a permit for that?
Right. So with St. John's and the pedestrian mall, personally, I think it's great. I was down there the weekend, and even though the weather wasn't fantastic, it was still, there was an amazing amount of people, and everyone was smiling and loving it and walking their dogs and being with their families and stuff. So definitely a great idea to have that for the summer months downtown. In terms of what you said about people that, yes, it's true, people that already have permits within the borders, I guess, of the pedestrian mall, they apparently can still operate. But anyone who wanted to apply for a new permit was not allowed. So it's one of those things. I mean, I understand the apprehension from other business owners in the food industry for sure. But again, I'm a big believer in, we wouldn't take away customers. We would actually bring additional customers. But again, that's a difference of opinion. And I'm just glad to see the pedestrian mall happen this summer. And maybe next summer there's a way to integrate more small businesses into the plan.
In previous years, you've had like gatherings of all the mobile vendors. Will that happen this summer?
Yeah, so we've been talking with our membership about doing an event similar to the Trucktober event we did last October, which was very successful, and everyone thought it was great. We're trying to do that, but again, with the businesses all being in different places, it's just a weird summer. It's just one of those once in a lifetime summers where, you know, the math that you use to do events and to create things is not the same. So if you had an event event like Trucktober, say, in August, where would we be in terms of social distancing, and how would you figure all that out? So there's a lot more pieces of the puzzle to put together, but we're certainly adamant to do more events like that in the future, and MVAN is definitely committed to having our vendors, our members, congregate together so people can visit more than one truck at a time.